Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. I am your host, Luke Duncan. As Westside Christian Fellowship prepares for a season of fasting and prayer, Pastor Shane reads you the second chapter of his new book, 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. 40 Days to Reset Your Life is available in audio form on Audible, as well as Amazon Kindle, and free electronic or PDF formats at wcfav.org. We hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
A hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place.
Chapter 2, focus on progress, not perfection. Very few can fast or eat perfectly, and none of us can live perfectly. It's much easier to rest and fast if we have no responsibility and we can sleep often and we can remove all food items within a 5-mile radius. But that's not practical for many of us. Although fasting and healthy eating retreats are great, most of us don't have the time or the resources to go away. We have lives to lead and kids to raise and things to do. We need solutions that work, and that's exactly why I wrote this book. It's okay to make adjustments to fit your schedule if need be. But as I said earlier, I'm not suggesting that you intentionally blow it, but I am suggesting that you get back up and fight again if you fall. Spiritual and physical health is not about perfection, but progress. I will remind you of this often. God often uses failure to keep us humble. And I found that fasting is more about sowing than reaping, at least initially. Although there are incredible times of spiritual strength and devotion to the Lord, as well as high levels of energy, fasting can be very challenging, but the harvest will come when we sow according to God's word. And I found over the years that fasting is more about planting the seeds rather than gathering the fruit. Sometimes we don't see the immediate results of the fasting. We see that later on. But there have been times when breakthroughs come quickly, but more often than not, it takes time. View fasting as planting seeds rather than consuming fruit. That's why I said that. But the fruit will come. God will never fail you. His word is always true. So be encouraged. We all struggle with something. Use your weakness as a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block. The Apostle Paul said, "When I am weak, then I am strong." He prayed 3 times for God to remove something from his life, but instead of removing it, God reminded him that his grace was and is sufficient. Your greatest weakness can also become a great catalyst toward a deeper relationship with God. What the enemy is using for evil, God can use for good. Surrender everything to him. Avoid extreme fitness. As we begin, it's important to avoid extremes. In the health and fitness industry, there is something known as orthorexia. Although I don't agree with how some define orthorexia, it's viewed as an unhealthy focus on healthy food or having a perfect diet. Healthy living becomes an unhealthy obsession. For example, I have heard of people who work out 3 times a day. This is not healthy or beneficial unless you're training for the Olympics, maybe. And it can develop into a neurosis. I have also seen people become very upset, for example, at a waitress for accidentally placing cheese on their order. "I'm on a vegan diet. How could you do this?" Oh, come on, folks. We need a lot more grace and humility. This type of behavior is not good. I do, however, have concerns with the orthorexia label when it's used against health conscious people without cause. We shouldn't be labeled with some type of disorder simply because we want to live healthy and pass health on to our children. Childhood obesity is skyrocketing and we must do something. Mark Hertling once spoke on this a decade ago under the title "Obesity is a National Security Issue," and you can access that link in the ebook. Many young adults can't even pass basic military physical fitness exams, and many children are being diagnosed with diet-related diabetes. Parents, we must own this and change it. To offset an unhealthy obsession, don't be so hard on yourself or others. Allow a treat now and then. Enjoy food and don't focus on having a perfect body. A perfect 10 is not our goal, but a healthy, God-honoring body is. Eat to live, don't live to eat. My wife and I try not to force healthy living onto our kids, but we do influence and educate them. We want them to see the benefits and make their own choices as they get older. This is a hard balance to find, but it can be done if we make health a lifestyle and not an obsession. For those who live in places that don't provide nutritious food, such as homes where parents aren't health conscious or in a hospital facility that doesn't provide healthy options, God sees your heart. Focus on Him. You can only do what you can only do. Don't worry about choices that are out of your control. Avoid extreme fasting. There are also dangers in taking fasting to the extreme. Like most things, it can be misapplied and misused. If you find yourself obsessed with performance, appearance, competition, and striving to fast, it may be best to take a break for a season. After a few years of fasting, before I would preach, I realized that fasting had become a routine for me. I no longer enjoyed it, so I took a break. I thought that the break would have a negative effect on my preaching, but I was pleasantly surprised that it did not. After a year's break from fasting, I felt the need to start fasting again. It resulted in three forceful messages that reached over a million people on social media during COVID-19, during that lockdown in 2020. The links are in the footnote of the ebook. Powerful fasting testimony, faith, focus, and fast. A friend of mine sent this to me while I was working on this book. They wrote, "I personally had no self-control and I didn't see the benefits of intentionally fasting. In 2019, I wrote in my notebook a text message from Diane Eidelman that said, 'Try to abstain from anything that brings you pleasure or sustenance, but only do it with a purposeful intent or your fast will have no meaning and no power.' Something that really touched me," they continued writing, "was when I learned of one of our youth who completed a lengthy fast over the summer, and yet I could not commit for 1 week. I realized I had no control." She's referring to a teenager that attends the church who did a 40-day water fast with extraordinary results. And again, you want supervision by a physician, and you want to not just jump into things like this. You want to make sure you do your due diligence and seek medical advice when you do something like this. But this step from the youth motivated this person. It also motivated me, to be honest with you. In October 2020, I completed a 30-day water bone broth fast. Then I went to 1 meal a day for 30 days. It's been a personal and powerful, this person wrote. I have been purposeful and humble for the first time in my 60 years of life. I realized that I do have control. My relationship with the Lord has meaning like never before. It took about a full week to feel as though I wasn't punishing myself for thinking about it constantly. I felt hungry about 3 or 4 p.m. each day, but I spoke to the Lord constantly. I found myself saying, "I don't need food, Lord. It will distract me. I need you." When my stomach felt empty, it was like an alarm clock going off in my head to bring me back to prayer and focus on God. It's been a new mindset for me. Hunger pains had a new meaning. It doesn't mean fill yourself with food. It means there is business to take care of with God. There's a lot of work to be done and also many burdens and sorrows I've given to God these last few months. I could go on and on, but let me just say that at first you may feel weak, but give it time, you will have strength and faith that is unexplainable. People may think you're going to miss something by sacrificing a meal, when in fact, you're going to be gaining spiritual food that you can't afford to miss. God is not done with me yet. I have much to do. Fast, focus, and faith. Touch my
lips, here I am. If you've enjoyed this episode of Eidelman Unplugged, be sure to check out the links in the description to get your copy of 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. You can download the book for Kindle on Amazon or for free in PDF or electronic format at wcfav.org. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host of Eidelman Unplugged. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Eidelman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at ShaneEidelman.com. Again, that's ShaneEidelman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's EDIFI.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.